I love remembering the first day I sucked your cock, the taste of you, the look on your face. Oh, how hard you came for me. I loved everything about it. And you did too. Even though you'd never admit it at the time. I was so hoping that after that day, when I sucked your cock in your office while you were on the phone, that we'd fuck all the time, and that cock of yours would be mine, even if I had to share it with your wife. But that's not what happened, is it? I misjudged how dedicated you were to your wife. I hated that and loved that at the same time. You were a good man, and I was a very bad girl, and all I wanted was to corrupt that cock of yours and make it mine. But I could be a patient slut for that cock, and in the weeks that passed, you tried to be so good, avoiding me and doting on your wife, but I had plans of my own, and I wasn't about to give up on your cock that easily. So I dressed sluttier and sluttier every day. High heels with open toes, showing off my sexy feet and my pretty polished nails. Short, tight skirts, just hugging my nice, high, round ass. Oh, if only I'd known at that time how much she wanted my ass. That it was the object of your ultimate fantasy. Taking that tiny little hole with your cock. I had no idea how naughty you were. But that wasn't all. Most days I never even bothered wearing a bra, knowing the weather was getting chilly and you could always see my big hard nipples poking through my shirts. It was so adorable to watch your eyes just barely flicker over my tits and then look away. Oh, I knew you wanted them. You wanted to fuck them. You wanted to suck them. You wanted to feel the weight of them in your hands. Slide your cock right between my big tits. I wonder how many times you'd thought about it. But it didn't seem to be working. Me parading around in those tight, revealing clothes. I still didn't get to have your cock again, and just when I almost lost hope, oh, that night arrived, that fateful night. It was late and dark, and the whole street was quiet, and it was time for me to leave. When I went to get into my car, your sweet, innocent wife suggested that you walk me out. I didn't think anything of it, and I'd been trying so hard to tease you all day, but you didn't break. At least, that's what I thought. And I walked ahead of you and got into my car, and I shut the door, expecting just to wave you off and leave. But I heard your knuckles rap on the window, and I lowered it down all the way, turned my head to see what you wanted, and right there, staring me in the face, was the one thing I'd been craving for all these weeks. You'd unzipped your pants and taken your hard, leaking cock out. Your hand had gripped the base, and you were just offering it to me. Oh, fuck. I don't think I'd ever seen anything as sexy in my whole life. And I didn't hesitate. I replaced your hand with mine on the base of your cock. When I wrapped my lips around it. When I got to suck that cock again. I opened my slutty little mouth wide. And just took everything you gave me. The thick, leaking head of your cock. The feel of it pushing over my tongue. Oh god, I'd waited too long for that again. I was wild. Just sucking. Oh, and stroking. And licking and swirling around your cock. Like a starving woman. And I was just so hungry for your cum. Oh, and you were moaning and thrusting your hips, pushing your cock in and out of my mouth. And I knew you'd wanted this all fucking day. But you wanted more. Fuck, you went crazy. You reached one of your arms inside the car and spread my legs open and shoved my tiny lace thong aside and, oh fuck, he just started rubbing my pussy. I know you were shocked at how wet I was, but I'd been teasing you all day, so I was more than ready to get finger fucked. Oh, that's exactly what you did. Oh, you used two fingers and just started all fucking my pussy while I sucked your cock. Oh, fuck, it was so good. Oh, and then your other hand started ripping away at the buttons on my blouse and groping my tits so hard and rough. Oh, and we were both so wild. Fuck, with the need just to come all over each other. And then you moved that hand from my tits and you grabbed a handful of my hair, took my head and shoved it all the way onto your cock. Oh god, I still remember the feel of your cock sliding down my throat. Fuck, I loved that moment. When you started to lose control and you just wanted to use me to get you to come, oh, to come deep down my throat, moaning and slurping and gagging on your cock. Ah, oh, and you knew how much that fucking turned me on, because my pussy started to tighten around your fingers. It was so good. And you push harder and harder. Oh, and spit was running down my chin and all over my tits. Oh, and I wanted more. I begged you to come. Oh, I wanted it so bad. Please come in my throat, please. Oh, and that was it. You felt my pussy start to cum on your fingers and you lost control. Oh, you just shoved your cock deep in my throat and held it there. Oh, well, you just pumped stream after stream of cum. Oh, God, it was so fucking hot. Oh, yes. Remembering that moment gets me so fucking horny. Oh, God, I came so hard on those fingers. And you came so much. I know you'd been saving it this whole time for me. For the day when you'd get to fuck my slutty mouth again. Oh, God. Oh, it was leaking out of the sides of my lips and down my chin and my neck. Oh, God. But it was so good. Mm-hmm. And then you grunted and you groaned and you squeezed out every last drop of cum into my mouth. And then you slipped your fingers out of my tight, soaked pussy. And that hand in my hair tugged harder and pulled my head back so I'd be forced to look up at you. I saw mixed emotions in your face. Such pleasure mixed with guilt. You looked me in the eyes and saw all your cum dripping down my chin, and you called me a dirty little slut. Oh, and you thought I'd be upset. But I smiled and wiped the cum from my chin, sucked it off my fingers. Oh, you should have seen your face. It was like a little boy who'd been offered all the candy he could ever want. And I knew at that moment you realized what a cock whore I really was, just for you. That pretty much left you speechless. So I let you step back away from the door and watched you tuck that beautiful, wet, leaking cock that I'd made my mark on back into your pants and zipper them up. And then I started my car, put it in drive, and just as I was slowly starting to pull away, I saw you bring those two fingers, the ones that I came all over, the ones that were still dripping with my pussy juices. You brought them to your mouth. Oh, and you smelt them. And you sucked them clean, watching me. I knew how good I tasted to you. Oh, fuck, that was so hot. The way you licked those fingers like a starving man. They told me everything I needed to know. You were mine. Well, that night, that turned out to be even better than the first time, didn't it? Oh, and there's so much more to come, isn't there? So, what are you waiting for?